It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A recent study by San Francisco-based NerdWallet researchers places Pittsburgh in the top 10 of best cities in the nation for recreational activities. Joining us by phone to tell us what makes our city stand out is Divya Raghavan, the NerdWallet senior analyst who did the study. Divya Raghavan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me.
So why was this study conducted in the first place?
So we wanted to look at cities that are particularly family-friendly, cities where you can have an active lifestyle without having to go too far out of your way.
And what factors did you look at?
So we looked at the number of recreational facilities available, including public facilities like ball diamonds, skateboard parks, ice skating rinks, swimming pools. We looked at the acres of parkland as a percentage of city area, and the number of recreation and senior centers, and also the number of playgrounds.
So you looked at what was available in terms of providing recreational opportunities. So you're talking about the quantity there, but what about how did you measure the quality of what is there, the quality of those areas where people can engage in recreation and ice skate and do all of those things?
Well, the results were data-driven, so we just looked at quantity for determining which were the top 10. But we did take a closer look at each city to see what exactly it was that made them so great. And a lot of it is the city parks department. It's obvious that Pittsburgh, in particular, has a parks and recreation department that really values providing options for their residents.
Of course, Pittsburgh is known as being the city of the Steelers and the Pirates and the Penguins, so it has a reputation for being a good sports city, at least in terms of professional sports. Did you find that as you looked at cities around the country that there was a correlation between cities like Pittsburgh that have that reputation and the recreational opportunities that they provide for average folk?
Not really, actually. We just found that most of the cities on this list are kind of mid-sized cities. A lot of them are in the Midwest, like Madison, Wisconsin, St. Paul, Minnesota, Minneapolis. Cities that just have open space.
Are cities seeing a greater value in providing more outdoor recreational activities?
Yeah, I think they definitely are, because having all these recreational outdoor activities makes the city more kid-friendly. It definitely attracts families to come move to the city.
Makes them more what friendly? I kind of missed that word there.
Oh, sorry. More child friendly?
Child friendly. Oh, sure. So
and yeah, so it attracts families.
Exactly. Now, Pittsburgh is 10th on the list of best cities for recreational activities. So was there anything that made this city stand out?
Yeah. So City Parks, the Pittsburgh Department of Parks and Recreation, holds the Big League Sports Program, has several community foot races throughout the year, and Pittsburgh even has a public bowling green.
Boy, that's an eye-opener. I did not know that. Where do you know where that is?
Yeah, it's the Frick Park Lawn Bowling Club.
The Frick Park Lawn Bowling Club. Now, that sounds like a lot of fun. Did you find that that cities that were making the top of the list had unique opportunities in addition to the quantity of opportunities, just unique out of the way, out of mind activities like lawn bowling, for example, that people wouldn't normally think about?
Yeah, definitely. Anchorage has canine frisbee.
Canine frisbee.
Frisbee for your dog. Baton Rouge has Australian rules football, an Australian rules football league.
And we have lawn bowling.
And then most of the city.
I'm sorry.
You have lawn bowling.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Divya. What else were you going to say?
Oh, I was just saying most of the cities also have comprehensive youth sports leagues. So they make sure to get kids involved.
Is there a correlation between creating opportunities for kids that translates to more adults wanting to have recreational opportunities as they get older?
Yeah, I think there definitely is. And a lot of these places can be used by kids and adults, like basketball hoops.
Sounds like just being active is the key.
Yep.
Well, wonderful. Divya Raghavan is NerdWallet's senior analyst. Thanks so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great. Thank you.
And as you just heard, Pittsburgh is a great place for outdoor recreation. The City of Play Festival is returning to Pittsburgh next weekend. It is billed as a festival featuring the very best in urban games and something that gives participants new ways to experience and understand their city. I'm joined now in Studio A by Adam Nelson. He's the founder of City of Play. Adam Nelson, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul.
The City of Play Festival sounds like an intriguing concept. Explain how it works.
There are several game festivals around the country, and the City of Play Festival features the 10 best games that have been featured at other game festivals around the country. What this means is that we bring in games that I've played, that I've reviewed, that we've seen as submissions, and we produce them here in the city for people in Pittsburgh to come and enjoy. So in the morning of the festival, there's going to be the three best new field games. And in the evening, in the afternoon, there are the four best street games and four additional social games that can be played inside with groups of people.
And we were talking earlier when Divya was with us about opportunities for adults. There are opportunities for kids, and she found that was the case here in Pittsburgh in her research. This is something, what you're doing is providing those adult opportunities.
That's right, and I think that it's a bit misleading to think about looking at a city just as looking at a city's recreational facilities just as opportunities for kids to play in and as opportunities to draw in families. There are lots of young adults that I know, young professionals, people that City of Play tries to reach out to who are interested in playing but often don't feel like they have the agency to go play unless they join a league or they can go to a playground with their kids or while they're babysitting or any of that sort of thing. So City of Play is really in the business of creating opportunities for grown-ups to play just like they were kids without feeling like it's not something they're supposed to be doing.
And what's the benefit for an adult, somebody that maybe works as a working professional, they are downtown most of the day? So how does it help, say, a 45-year-old man to then maybe find a park somewhere and play some kickball at
sure.
night?
Yeah, well, so there's the obvious physical benefit, right, of going out and interacting with your own body and moving around and getting that level of exercise. But there are a tremendous amount of social and civic benefits, and this is what City of Play is built around. We think that by playing with other people, and there's lots of research to back this up, but by playing with other people, you have a connection with them that's the same kind of connection that you form with people who are good friends. So by engaging with other people through play, you kind of jumpstart the friendship process. You jumpstart this connection process with other people in your area and perhaps from all over the place. And additionally, by playing in a space, and especially by playing in places that aren't traditional playgrounds, that aren't baseball fields, that aren't basketball courts, but by playing within and on top of the urban environment, you change your relationship to that geographic space, that urban space. And that creates a very strong connection between you and the experience that you had in that space and then to that space as it stands.
We're talking with Adam Nelson, the founder of City of Play. So let's look at exactly what you do. First of all, when it comes to the festival, you were taking submissions, and you mentioned that you were kind of weeding through different suggested games, ideas that people had. Mm-hmm. So people were submitting suggestions online, and I believe it was up until July 31st you were taking the submissions.
That's right.
And so, like, what kind of suggestions did you get?
I got a few really fun ones. And I can tell you the ones that we ended up selecting were games that I had experienced or had the opportunity to experience or that came highly recommended from other game designers that I work with. A couple of them are generated by City of Play itself. They're generated by some of our resident game designers. The one reason for that being, well, one of the major reasons for that being is that City of Play designs more sports and more of these kinds of games than any other organization around the country. A few came from the Come Out and Play Festival in New York, which was the original festival of these kinds of games. And every year has a tremendous amount of fantastic new games show up to that. I go every year and I look for games that I think would be perfect to come back to Pittsburgh.
And again, when someone hears someone like yourself talking about games, they might think, oh, are we talking about video games
here?
And this is outdoor physical activity, and as you said, it's on non-traditional sport. It's not on a softball diamond. It's not necessarily on a basketball court or an ice rink. It's in urban spaces. Where are these spaces, and how are you using them?
So you can use a game to activate almost any kind of urban space.
Kids do that, don't they?
Exactly.
They find a wall. They find it.
That's exactly right. And that's the idea that we're trying to push onto adults. So one of the things that we did recently. I exhibited this last weekend at the Mini Maker Fair over on the north side. I created a thing called the Emergency Tetherball Kit, and it is a tetherball. You remember the tetherball from
sure.
when you were kids, that ball on the rope?
It was a famous scene in Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how they connected.
Yeah. And so I made one of those that attaches to lampposts. And so now you can carry this thing around with you and attach it to any lamppost in the city and turn it into this playing space. So you take this average, everyday urban experience and you add play to it, and it turns that into an incredibly different kind of experience and a new way of seeing what was just a lamppost a few minutes ago. And it's that kind of work that City of Play is really interested in doing and really interested in advocating through the festival.
Is it legal just to attach a tetherball to a lamppost anywhere?
We could just assume. I'm not at liberty to
right.
discuss.
Well,
no,
told otherwise.
I mean,
kids in the street.
Exactly. And one of the things that I'm not a subversive or anything like that. I'm just trying to do something that creates joy, and I make sure that the emergency tetherball kit doesn't damage anything. There's it's a softball. It's a padded clamp. It goes up in a second, comes down in a second, and it's just like it was never there. But that's just one example. There are lots of other ways to use play to improve the city temporarily and permanently that City of Play is out there advocating for.
Now, are you at liberty to say some of the games that you rejected?
No, I mean, we didn't.
Was there any kind of crazy idea?
I mean, there's a few crazy ideas that we get. We often get a lot of requests for scavenger hunts, and I think the scavenger hunts are fun. But what I'm most interested in is looking for opportunities and looking to showcase games that change the way we interact with the space that we're playing in.
And have some cardio opportunities.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's actually an important thing to point out is that one of the things at City of Play, one of the foundations, is that you don't have to be a hyper athlete to show up to what we do. I mean, I'm not, and I go out and play for fun. And that's one of the foundations of the organization and one of the foundations of the festival. So I don't want anybody to be concerned that they're not going to measure up. It's all about coming out and having fun, and you can be 90 pounds, you can be 300 pounds, you can be, great shape, you can be terrible shape, doesn't matter. As long as you're out there to have fun, that's what we care about.
And we're on radio, so people can't see you. But Adam looks like he's in pretty good shape, folks.
Maybe these games are
helping. Adam Nelson is the founder of City of Play, joining us here in Studio A to talk about the City of Play Festival, which is next weekend. Now, what if I'm old school? And I'm not really into the idea of new games. What's wrong? I'm sure you encounter people that say, what's wrong with the old games? Why should I try something new? How do you get somebody to come around to your idea to just try this?
Those are usually the people that also say they have enough friends, I always feel like you can always make more friends. You can always have more friends. You can always play new games. And one of the big challenges with City of Play is trying to get somebody to just try it in the first place. That's one of the reasons why the festival that we produce here is a collection of not just any game, but a collection of the best games that have been developed over the last year. My hope that is that even if people don't want to play a new game, they maybe might want to play the best new games. And so that's one way that I'm trying to push this information out, this idea out to people. More than that, though, City of Play creates this environment where it's very welcoming, very accepting. We do board games and card games at Hambone's Pub every Wednesday night. We do field games every Sunday out at Flagstaff Hill, and anybody can just show up to that. You don't have to register. You don't have to You don't have to, you know, join a league. You don't have to do anything. You just show up and we say, hey, you're new. Have a seat. Let us teach you this game. And that's, I mean, the idea of teaching a game, that transcends relationships. It transcends language. It transcends cultural barriers. Because if you and I play a game together, even if we have nothing else in common, we suddenly have the game in common. We both know the rules. We both know how to play. We both can play against each other. And this game becomes the communication between us.
And Flagstaff Hill used to be and may still be the site of city cross-country, high school cross-country meets. So many folks who associate Flagstaff Hill with the pain of going up that hill can now create a whole new batch of memories based on having fun in that very same spot.
Yeah, that's right.
So can you get into some of the specifics of some of these games?
Sure. So a couple of games that I'm really excited about. One of the games that we're going to do in that morning is a game called Flagstaff. It's a soccer-like game that uses a single central flagpole as a goal. You can kick the ball towards the goal, the flagpole, and hit either the pole or the flag. It sounds really hard.
Yeah,
it is really
isn't
hard.
Soccer low-scoring enough?
Yeah. It sounds really hard. It is challenging, but the game itself has lots of mechanisms in place to make that a lot more fun and a little bit easier to do. So that's one of the sports that's going to happen in the morning. Pittsburgh loves zombies, and so there's
really,
I know, right? There's a zombie game called Zombie War, designed by my friend Greg Trefry. Really fun, really funny game where one person starts out as a zombie in the middle, and it's a progressive tag game where everybody's moving kind of in slow motion, trying to escape from the zombie who is steadily catching and devouring and turning other people into a bigger and bigger zombie horde.
So they go from George Romero zombies to 28 Days Later
zombies.
Yeah,
exactly. And tell you what, so that's an example of a street game. Flagstaff is a field game. I'll tell you a social game, one that I'm really excited about. It was designed here in Pittsburgh by some students at the Entertainment Technology Center as part of the the word is just going from my head. It's a part of the part of a game design challenge earlier this year, and it's this fantastic game called Stealth that uses PlayStation Move controllers, which change color depending on how you move them in your hand, and it is a very very stealthy ninja-like game where everyone is slowly attacking each other over the course of a few minutes.
I went to your website, and I'm watching video of some of the different games you have, and I have to ask, what is up with the soccer-like game with the big black yoga ball?
Oh, yeah.
Who came up with that idea?
So that's actually one of the best new games that's been invented in the last decade. It's a game called Circle Rules Football. It's been featured at our festival before. It's still one of the best games that's out there. And it's one of our favorites to play. In fact, this Sunday at Flagstaff Hill, we're playing a game of Circle Rules Football. If anybody wants to come out and join us, it's going to be 3 o'clock at Flagstaff Hill in Oakland.
Do you think any of these games will catch on and become worldwide sensations?
I hope that all of them catch on and become worldwide sensations. But until then, City of Play is collecting them in books and publishing. We're going to be publishing our first book of games right before the festival, so it'll be available for people to buy as a download or as a printed copy through Amazon just before that, and then we'll be collecting all the games from this year in next year's book.
And how do people that want to take part in the City of Play Festival next weekend or want to get involved in any of what you're doing, what do they do?
If you can show up to a City of Play event for free. You can just come on down and introduce yourself. You can also go to the website cityofplay.org. And if you go to cityofplay.org/festival, you can see a video from last year's festival. You can see pictures from last year. And you can get tickets for this year's festival right through that link.
And we'll have a link to all of this great stuff that Adam is talking about at our website, wesa.fm. And the City of Play Festival, showcasing the best new games in the world again, is next weekend. Adam Nelson is the founder of City of Play and has joined us again here in Studio A. Adam, thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, my pleasure. Thank you.
Coming up, more and more authentic Mexican restaurants are opening in Pittsburgh. How good are they? Pittsburgh Post-Gazette food critic Melissa McCart will tell us when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.